How's it going, guys? Anybody out there who has ever set up a small business or a business on the side or their own company will be aware of how all of a sudden overnight you have to wear basically like 1,000 different hats. Whenever I launched justgoodstuff.ie earlier in the year to sell all my merchandise, it was honestly so unbelievably liberating to discover Shopify and to realize that I was actually capable of running and developing my business further myself. With Shopify, it's not just websites like justgoodstuff.ie. They're also the platform behind millions and millions of businesses around the world, from household names to other brands just getting started. Shopify has so many AI tools. They can even enhance your product photography. You can easily create email and social media campaigns wherever your customers are scrolling. It's got world-class expertise in everything from managing inventory to international shipping. It can process returns. It's super, super simple. So basically, turn your big business idea into with Shopify on your side. Sign up for your €1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.ie. Go to shopify.ie. That's shopify.ie. It's time to see what you can accomplish with Shopify by your side.
Mark Megan's Weekly Roast. Proudly supported by Cialis for Men. Struggling with erectile dysfunction? It's nothing to be ashamed of. Cialis for Men 10mg film-coated tablets, which contains tadalafil, is now available without prescription. Just a quick, discreet chat with your pharmacist, in person or online, can help. Find it at pharmacies nationwide or visit www.cialisformen.ie for more details. To be taken at least 30 minutes prior to anticipated sexual activity. Always read the label.
Back to the Weekly Roast. How's it going, guys?
How the hell are you?
How are your hearts? And of course, how are your heads? Guys, Mark Megan's Weekly Roast is proudly brought to you by Cialis for Men, helping you get and keep
an erection
whenever you need it. I am so happy to be working with, thanks for that contribution, I am so happy to be working with the brand that will help men, not just with their erections, but in realising that there is nothing to be embarrassed about. Nearly 3 in 10 males have experienced ED, but only 1 in 4 are comfortable discussing it. Let's change that. Cialis for Men is now available without prescription from pharmacies nationwide. All it takes is a quick chat with your pharmacist and you're off to the races. To be taken at least 30 minutes prior to anticipated sexual activity, contains tadalafil, always read the label. Michael.
Mark.
Are you able?
Trying to be.
I've got a mic drop bomb moment coming towards you.
Oh?
Not in a negative way.
Oh, okay.
You're not fired.
Thank God.
Nevertheless, what would you think about doing a secret homecoming show?
Oh.
That we've been working on behind the scenes.
Yes, yes, yes.
What would you think about returning to Dublin?
I think that would be fantastic.
For all of the people who missed out on the Olympia Theatre, what would you think about wrapping up the House of Loons tour with a one night only special of the House of Loons in Dublin?
That'd be amazing.
What would you think about doing it in my hometown?
Oh?
Well, adjacent to Dunleary. Around the corner from Bono's Gaff.
Ah.
Killiney.
Wow.
Fresh off the back of Deirdre O'Kane, Dylan Moran, and lots of Emma Doran as well.
Oh, wow.
Killiney Castle.
Yes, I love it.
May 1st.
Gorgeous venue.
Friday night. Get a babysitter. The House of Loons homecoming.
That's so exciting.
Let's go.
Let's do it.
Tickets on sale this Friday, my friends. This is the last of it. That is it now. That is genuinely it. I swear to God, that is it. The House of Loons tour. Olympia Theatre, sold out. Cork, sold out. Limerick, sold out. Kerry, Galway. There's a handful of tickets left for Galway. A little bit more for Kerry. Let's go. They're the two left. And then Dublin, the homecoming show, on sale this Friday. If you want a ticket to Dublin, send me a message on Instagram. I will send you the link in advance. You can set your alarm. There is no pre-sale for this, unfortunately. So you have to set your alarm for this Friday. Friday, the 1st of May. the House of Loons homecoming tour. It is going to be an unbelievable way of wrapping up this nationwide tour, and I cannot wait to see you. And also to do a show literally around the corner from where I grew up.
No, that's lovely. It's a kind of full circle moment.
Very full circle moment.
Yeah.
So, Oniva, tickets on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. The House of Loons comes to a close in its hometown of Dublin on Friday, the 1st of May.
Fantastic.
Nevertheless,
oh,
how are you beyond that?
I'm very well.
Yeah?
Very well, yeah. Lots going on, but keeping well.
Good stuff.
Are you excited for Paddy's Day?
I wouldn't be a big Paddy's Day reveller.
No?
Reveller. I don't think I've ever been a reveller. I don't think I've ever revelled in anything other than other people's misfortune. Yeah. Which is just a terribly toxic aspect of my mind and makeup.
You're self-aware, though.
Yeah, well, you see, the thing is, awareness is only good if you instigate change. You know those people that say, like, ah, well, like, you know, I'm a bollocks, but I know I'm a bollocks. Cool, you're still a bollocks.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Fuck you.
Ah, look, I'm just one of those people who says it how it is. You're rude. You're obnoxious. I've always said that. You know, people who call it how it is.
Oh, the worst.
Oh, look, you know me, like, I just say it how it is. It's never about how nice my haircut is or if I've lost a bit of weight. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's always an insult. It's always ridiculing. It's always mean.
You're just slightly nasty.
You're just a mean person.
Yeah.
But I just call it how it is. Do you know what I mean? That's not a go with it. So,
okay.
Michael, I think I'm getting a divorce.
Oh.
Yeah.
Why is that?
Speaking of jovial, convivial Paddy's Day banter.
Those are the headlines right there.
How is your snaker? Let's hope some big brain from fucking Evoke is listening to us. You know what I mean? With the Crayolas out.
Ooh. Hot off the press.
Yeah, yeah. That'll get you a Pulitzer. I thinking of getting a divorce.
Okay.
Well, we might start with a separation.
Elaborate, please.
So, I've said this before, but every now and then, about once every 6 months, I get an email from a casting agent.
Right.
And say, Mark, we want you to read for this role.
Okay.
I'm not an actor.
No?
You did a bloody good job of pretending when you were drinking. Brilliant.
Very good.
I'm not an actor.
Yeah.
Okay? I might be a quote-unquote character, but I'm not an actor. Mm-hmm. However, like most men, who, you know the way every man sort of has this dormant dream of, like, you know, I think moving to Europe, being a really good chef, or like stopping a terror attack.
Yes.
Every modern man feels like, I've said this before, every South Dublin man feels like he could probably have stopped most terror attacks.
I would agree with that.
Like, if I was on that flight, like, surely you just go up and fucking loaf one of those lads, like.
Oh, just body him, man.
Like, the Al-Qaeda lads are fairly scrawny enough, like, they'd be sort of like the old Gonzaga boys now, to be honest. Like, if that was me there, I just would have been like, no, you know?
So, I've done that bit before, but I feel like every modern man thinks that he could stop a terror attack. Another thing that every modern man believes that he is, dormantly, is an actor.
I would agree with that.
I think that everyone secretly has a dream of, you know, Jesse Buckley won the Oscar, you go, there's an element of that should have been me up there, Jennifer. I mean, Jessica. Brilliant.
Jessica. That's better.
Jessica, the fucking Oscar-winning actress. Give her her flowers. But you know what I mean?
Yeah.
However, I get these emails from a casting agent, and it's lovely to be asked, and then I never hear from them.
Okay.
I spent 3 days labouring over this self-tape that you have to film, and you have to stand up and go, hi, my name's Mark, and I'm reading for the audition of Jessica. And then you have to do your thing. But the problem is, they only ever give you, like, 3 lines.
Okay.
And I'm going, that's not enough. Give me like a paragraph. Give me a page so I can get into character.
Yeah,
let me cook. Do you know what I mean? But there's not enough for
me. You're trying to go method.
I really want to get in. Yeah, I want to live like this. I want to go Daniel Day on it and move to Florence and become a Florentine shoemaker. But like, so I get these auditions and then I never hear back from them. And it's just like, it is what it is. That's the game. Maybe one day I'll get one. Who knows? But I am not good at acting.
Okay.
I got one about 2 months ago. I got a call, I got an email from somebody going, oh, hey, this casting agent was in touch with us, they want you for X. And I was like, they want to talk to you about a role. I was like, cool, give them my email. And they emailed my agent and they said, we'd like Mark to do a read for this part in this show called, let's call it Wolffoot.
Okay.
Right? And I looked at the script and it was literally three sentences. And I was like, why in God's name have they like asked me to audition for something with three sentences? Like, how could they have thought of me?
Sure.
And then I was like Googling wolf foot and nothing was coming up. And I was like, okay, weird, because it was like, oh, looking forward to filming wolf foot in Ireland, you know, over another six episodes of wolf foot. And I was like, but how the hell is there no record of this? So anyway, my agent was like, will you film that over the weekend? And I was like, yeah, grant, whatever, like another loss. It's just going to be another massive L for Megan, you know?
Which you're not great at taking. Let's be honest.
Are you mad? I write books about them. I get one hangover and I turn to the pen and it becomes a memoir. Do you know what I mean? But like, I was like, grant, whatever. I didn't do the video. Anyway, I get an email from my agent on the Monday going like, where is that? I was like, I didn't do it. And she's like, just to let you know, Wolffoot is just a code name.
Okay. Oh.
The show was actually the biggest one, probably the biggest show on Netflix in the world.
Are you joking me?
Or probably the biggest show over the last 5 years?
Yeah.
So that was it.
Okay.
So all hell breaks loose internally. So I'm like, okay, I'm an actor. Megan is getting his Oscar. This is the moment.
Get Ari Gold on the line.
You know what I mean? Lloyd! Like, this is the moment. Maybe it's the brain of an addict. Maybe it's the brain of ADHD. I don't know what it is. But within a moment, my life was like, if I don't get this role, my life isn't worth living. And all I've ever actually wanted is to be an actor. All I've ever needed. And this is the role for me.
Yeah.
But the problem is, there was no guidance. There's no direction. It just says, like, read these three lines. I'm already floundering. But it's like, read these three lines.
Oh,
and then, and you're entering a mystical world, so be as loose as you want. So right. I then was like, of course, every modern South Dublin man thinks that he's a Heath Ledger Joker. Every South Dublin man, there's an element of like, I would do a great Joker. Not a different Joker, but I'd do a great Heath Ledger Joker.
I'm with you.
So anyway, I recorded this thing, and Darren, God love her, postpartum, like, you know, this was back in January, so it was whatever, like, Rosie's only 8 weeks old.
Right.
Darren there, like, holding the camera up, and I'm like, am I mad enough? And I'm like, welcome to the land! Really leaning into it.
Okay.
Send it off, and I'm like, it's filming at the end of February, so dying to get the show. We'll let you know next week, because it's, like, huge. Like, the stars in this have, like, 27 million followers on Instagram.
Yeah,
I swear to God, the biggest show in the world.
Yeah.
And I'm literally, like, I'm an Oscar winner. Never heard from them.
Oh.
Gone.
Oh, no.
Never got an email.
Oh, no.
That's the game, baby.
Poor thing.
Showbiz. All is well with the ego. I was like, you know what? You sold out the Olympia. It's okay. You've got a great, you know, the podcast doing great. Everything's good. You don't need to, don't take this as a huge.
You are enough.
You are enough.
Yeah.
Life is great. You've got, most importantly, above and beyond everything else, you've got a darling daughter called Rosie. That's all you ever need.
Mm.
We're out in my family house at Chris on the weekend, and I'm telling, like, we're just chatting to my mum about stuff. And then all of a sudden, my younger sister's like, oh, did you get some audition recently? And then Darren just... She starts laughing. She then proceeds to tell my entire family how shit the audition was.
Oh,
and I was like,
Darren,
you told me that it was good on the night. Because, like, at one point... This is so embarrassing.
Go on.
I will never release these tapes.
Okay.
At one point, because it was like the land of madness, I put my I can't
Come
even
on.
See it.
Come on.
I put my arms in my t-shirt, like, as if, like, to be like, ooh, I'm mad. And I just put my hands out the arms of the t-shirt. So, like, just up like that, going, welcome to the land of, you know what I mean? I'd say they got that. We're like, he's cancelled.
Yeah.
That's the end of that. Nevertheless, I'm not making it in Hollywood, guys, so you've got me for the rest of your lives. It's the roast of pharmacies. It's great to be here. My favourite time of the week. It's a privilege to do this for a living. Mystery Mick, our producer and sidekick, over here in the corner, looking gorgeous, shredded, about to be wedded. It's the roast of pharmacies. Thank you all for listening to the show. If you enjoy it, the best thing you can do is share it with a friend. It's the only way that we grow. And thank you for all the love. Tickets to the Dublin Homecoming Show on sale this Friday. Let's go. I think it's time we have a very serious conversation about the state of snacking in this country. It's embarrassing. However, Cadbury have finally decided to cater to those of us with actual taste buds. For those of us brave enough to ask, no, do you know what? To demand more from their treats. They've launched the new Cadbury Dairy Milk Biscoff Bar. It's the collab of the century. The smooth expertise of Cadbury meets the main character energy of Biscoff. It's got that crunch, that caramelized vibe, and honestly, it's Ireland's new icon. It's love at first bite. And unlike your last three situationships, this one is actually here to stay. Grab one, try it, and stop settling for mid-tier snacks. Okay, Michael, welcome to the Roast of Pharmacies. Now, before we start with the voice notes, can I just read one out to you that I got this morning? No, I just need you to imagine, like, this is the first thing that I read this morning when I got out of bed.
Okay.
Worked in pharmacy for 10 years. Local deaf perverse used to come in every day without fail, asking for big condoms. We also had to bar him in the end because he was addicted to Baracas. Just completely absurd. What sort of a series of words is that to wake up to in the world? I love the way she says local deaf pervert, as if everybody has one in their town.
Of course, yeah.
Like it's, you know, so you've got your vape shop, yeah, your hairdressers, yeah, your vape shop again, yeah, then your other hairdressers, yeah, then your Londis, yeah, then you've got your local deaf pervert, Samuel. Do you know what I mean?
The well-endowed deaf man.
The well-endowed deaf boy. Like, it's completely ludicrous. Also, every day, do you have big condoms?
Yeah.
Yes, we do. Like, is he buying them?
Just checking in.
We had to bar him because he's addicted to Baracas. Can you get addicted?
Strange addiction, I'd say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably not the most.
Probably very healthy. A good addiction.
Are there multivitamins? Vitamin D? Maybe that's where the size is coming from.
Oh, very good.
Local deaf pervert.
Maybe he wasn't deaf. He just wanted to be really loud.
I don't know.
Condoms.
It's like three of those things. One of them has to go. Local deaf pervert. If local pervert, fine. The fact that he's deaf is not relevant.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Is he hard of hearing or is he just hard? Like, come on. Okay, let's get into it.
Right.
Voice notes, Oniva.
Mark, I'm actually laughing after telling you this story. Oh my God. Years ago when we were in our 20s, we were in Marbella on a girls' trip, Tebu nightclub, if I remember correctly.
Good stuff.
And three of the girls brought three English lads back to the hotel room. Obviously, we're shagging in the room. And subsequently, the three of them needed the morning after pill the next morning. So us as a collective, we went down to the pharmacy, but they only had one morning after pill left in stock. And the pharmacy technician asked, which one of you girls has been the naughtiest? And one of the girls, she took the remaining morning after pill that was left. And yeah, I actually forget what the other two did. I think they just winged it and, you know, prayed that there was no Spanish babies coming home with
them. Oh my God.
And just subsequent to that story, that saying, who's been the naughtiest, has followed us. We're all in our 30s now with kids. Most of the girls are now married. And we always say, if one of us goes rogue or something happens, well, who's been the naughtiest?
Who's been the naughtiest is just like an instant, your license has been revoked. Do you know what I mean?
You're reporting them straight away.
You were, whatever the Spanish equivalent, the Spanish HSE.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean?
Strike them off.
Good morning. Buenos morning, girls.
Buenos. Why would he say buenos morning? No Spanish man, perverted or deaf, has ever greeted people with buenos morning.
Hola, chicas. Buenos morning.
Buenos morning.
Buenos morning. Good Tarish Jackero.
He's somehow from Skibbereen.
Tarish Jack Nicolini, I guess, buenos morning. Tell me, which one of you dirty little girlines know Kalinis?
I mean, no, fuck, what's that?
There's like four different... Señoritas?
Señorita.
Sí, señorita. Tarish Jack. Tarish Jack y señorita. Muchos gra. Which one of you little dirty señoritas has been Anadonna? You know.
Sort of Gale Gore. Who has been the nauseous? Goodbye.
Yeah.
Going to Boots.
Gone.
Gone. Going down to, do you know what I mean? Mars. I'm going to go to any other pharmacy on the planet than this pervert. One morning after pill.
Very hard thing to quantify who's been the gnarliest.
Who's been the gnarliest? Like, well, probably Susan. Do you know what I mean? No, but like, how? Yeah, what do they expect? Does he want a full play-by-play?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh my God.
I feel like times have changed.
How so?
Nowadays, groups of gals on Saturday mornings go and get matcha.
Yeah, true.
Back in the noughties, it was we all go to the morning after pill. Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
What about you guys? Don't have one? Rah, it'd be grand. What's the worst that could happen? 17 years later.
Hola.
Buenos, father. Buenos morning, dad. Oh, Niva, let's go.
I was in Budapest. It was a really hot summer's day. I might have done quite a bit of walking around in a skirt. I got chub rub between my thighs.
Brilliant.
And it was quite sore, quite hot.
Yeah.
So I said I'd go into a chemist and see if they could give me anything to sort it out. I speak English, so I spoke to them. A bit of understand. what I was trying to say or what I was looking for. So I stupidly thought it'd be a good idea to point between my legs, rub my two palms together to indicate that I have friction. And then I tried to tell her it felt hot and sore by pointing between my legs and fanning. Making a fanning motion with my hands. And I was saying, ah, owie, hot, owie. And she said, no. To be honest to me, it sounded like the scene in Family Guy where the Latina lady says that. And she goes, maybe go doctor. No. And I heard her say to her colleague in the only English I think she had, dirty, dirty, STI. Needless to say, I left there. And I did not have any cure for that. And she just thought I was filthy.
Oh, Claudia Schaefer, that is absolutely unbelievable. We've all been there. We've all been there. We've all misjudged a pair of shorts.
Yes.
Or a skirt.
Yeah.
You know, we've all worn something that we've thought, that'll be grand. And then you're halfway around Salamanca going, good fucking God, I think I've inherited male thrush on my thigh.
Oh my God.
Genuinely. My inner leg looks like a Fruit of the Loom logo. Like, do you ever see that thing about the Fruit of the Loom logo?
No.
You know the Fruit of the Loom logo?
Yeah.
What would you think that the Fruit of the Loom logo is?
Fruit bowl.
With fruit in it?
Yeah.
It's not.
What is it? Oh, don't tell me something perverse or weird.
No. No, no. It's not like Jim Core.
Okay. It's if you're looking in the Fruit of the Loom,
it's actually, it's a dollar sign. There's no fruit bowl.
What?
Yeah. There is no fruit bowl in the Fruit of the Loom logo.
Let me Google this here.
Everyone would have thought that it was like a cornucopia. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's not.
Fruit of the Loom. Oh, wow.
Isn't that absolutely deranged? That's, or as one might say. Huh? Fruit, yeah.
They might say.
Anyway, back to the chafing thighs.
Yeah.
So she's, yeah. I'm just trying to think about the, you know, the sort of charades that she went to play. Like, sort of gesturing towards your vaginal area and making a fanning motion.
Yeah.
That's not chafing.
No. I
would have thought like rash, nappy rash, point toward your bum.
Yeah.
Do you know?
Red, sore.
Yeah. Ow.
Not fanning.
I'm going.
That was you.
No, but it's.
The minute you use the word chub rub, you're losing.
If opening up a sentence with, so I got a bit of chub rub, as if that's like you got a bit of rock in Brighton Beach. Do you know what I mean? She says it as if it's like, ah, yeah, so I went to Paris having a crossing, so anyway, I was away, anyway, I got a bit of chub rub, as if it happens to all of us all the time, do you know? It's not that common. I feel like once you reach, like board shorts is when I last would have, like cackrash, they used to call it.
Cackrashed.
Do you remember cackrash?
Yeah. That's a rotten term, though.
But what I do with the swimming togs, I always cut the net out of mine.
Do you?
And not just because I'm a well endowed deaf pervert, but because because genuinely the net in togs always comes up in my inner thigh.
I'm with you, yeah.
In sort of my mound. It does.
It's an awful term.
It does though. It comes up in around my my pubis.
Oh yeah, okay.
Up just like beyond the clit.
Yeah.
Let's go. I think it's just I don't have a clit.
Hey Mark, a couple of weeks ago in the hospital for a pre-op assessment, and the nurse comes out and asked for a urine sample, and this elder beside me takes out a 500ml Ballygown bottle of Tiss, suds and all.
Good stuff.
And the nurse goes to him, you can't take that, that's not sterile, like you can't use that. Like, and then the nurse goes, I'm sure, just give me the bottle and I'll get rid of it for you. He then says, no, takes it back, puts it into his bag, and then goes off to get this urine sample. Swear to God, couldn't make it up.
Oh my God.
That's rotten.
That is absolutely perverse.
It shouldn't have suds. Maybe that's the problem.
Walk around with a flagon of sudsy wee. Sudsy wee sounds sort of like a child gangster.
Yeah, it's like a mumble rapper.
Oh no, it's sudsy wee. get run away, guy. Get him. It's sudsy wee. Do you know what I mean? Sudsy wee is like a 13-year-old Chicago gangster.
Nice. Yeah. Like the Tommy gun.
Yeah. Sudsy wee. Hey, sudsy wee. He's off looking for some punsy gee. No. Oh, yeah. We got a Dublin there for St. Pat's Day.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of Americans around.
All going for their steak dinners.
Oh, yeah. We went for a big steak dinner there. I had to, we out in the Westbury Hotel there. Yeah, I got to get a... I had to find myself a little dry cleaners from a suit jacket. We came over. We came over. play a bit of golf down in Dingle. And yeah, we went out for a steak jacket. My son, he then you know, hello, Matt, you're facing the wall. You know these like borderline senile rich waspy fuckers, like literally Bowden's like Biden. Bowden, fuck Joe.
What
Bowden.
Has happened to you?
What is wrong with me having a go at senility? You know, yeah, we flew out from JFK there last Thursday. Elaine was quite afraid when she thought there could have been a problem with the flight because of everything that's going on out, you know, with those guys. They don't mess around, those guys. Yeah. First time in Dublin? Yeah, my son, Calvin, he graduated now for the water polo team, so he's off. He wants to go and split the geese somewhere. Sorry? Yeah, he's over in Templeborough now. You Irish, you guys like the crack. He's looking for some of that Irish crack. You know, he wants to split the gay. We settled a court case for him in university behind the scenes just for cash. Just minor assault stuff. Okay. No, I don't know where the fucking Eminem store is. Good luck. Welcome to Ireland. Guys, you're very welcome back to the Weekly Roast with the two little boys that you love the roast. Nope, that you love the most. I am just way too confident today. And as a result, I'm tripping myself up.
You have a desk and you've just lost the run
this
yourself.
This is it. We've got a new set in the studio, so I feel very important. We're trying to emulate like a late night talk show.
Love it.
And yeah, forgive my complacency. Forgive my overconfidence. It is the death of all. Nevertheless, we've got a show to continue it. Mm. It's the Roast of Pharmacies. If you're enjoying the show, do us a favour. Click subscribe wherever you get your podcast for free. Even better again, share the show with somebody that you know. It's the greatest way for us to grow. Aniva, let's go.
Hi, Mark. Pharmacist here. My stories could fill several books, but my favourite is when a woman handed me back a pregnancy test that had been bought mere minutes prior, which I then had the misfortune to discover was still wet. No. And asked me what the result meant. There was not enough soap in the world to clean my poor hands.
Oh, my God.
That's feral.
That is absolute. Like, you want to feel bad for the person because, of course, that is just a total lack of education.
Of course.
So I'm reluctant to make fun of them because, you know, I'm such an open-minded guy that I never ridicule the sort of oddities of life.
No.
I never sort of insult people for not falling into step in ways that I feel they should.
You like to create safe spaces.
I believe so.
Yes.
I am sort of like an Ellen DeGeneres before people realised she was DeGeneres.
So you're like Ellen DeGeneres.
I'm like Ellen DeGeneres, who is famously a workplace bully, potential Satanist. Do you know what I mean?
Satanist?
Apparently.
Oh, lovely.
Have you not seen the videos? There's all these videos, like, if you zoom in on the background of Ellen DeGeneres. That's what I got that once.
Sorry?
Some loon. Like, some of the messages I used to get. But I remember whenever, like, 2 years ago, whenever I got engaged, like, I started getting... the only time that I've ever gotten loads of hate is whenever good stuff happens.
Naturally.
Funny that, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I remember getting engaged. That was, like, that weekend. I got just so many. It was so mean. Like, people just sending just abusive messages. Then, just, like, weird... Not even, abusive is too strong. But just shitty messages.
Yeah.
And, like... I remember then I was out, we were celebrating a dinner somewhere around that time, and somebody sent a message and was like, they thought they were sending it to somebody else about me, and it was like, look at the way he's put his hand on, there was somebody else in the picture, and it's like, look at the way he's put his hand on the shoulder, total pathetic power play, desperately trying to appear like they're friends even though they're not something. I was like, you are completely fucking insane. You are like, you don't really, I think it's very easy for us to all sit around and talk about social media and like the loons that do the rounds. And like, obviously the show, we have a lot of laughs at and with the loons. And of course, we are loons as well. That's the nature of the Weekly Roast, is that we're all in the gutters together.
Yeah.
But only So every now and then you just get like a little glimmer and a glimpse into just how utterly deranged some people are.
Yeah.
So if you ever bring up me getting a pregnancy test and doing a pee on it ever again, you're fucking fired.
Right. I'm sorry.
Myself and Ellen have worked too goddamn hard.
Yeah.
No,
let's just go.
What is happening?
I don't know. Let's go.
Hey, Mark and Mystery Mick, love the pod. And when I saw the question box, I had to message in. I worked in a chemist when I was 16, 17, 18. So as a teenager, I worked part time in my local pharmacy. And every Saturday, the same old man, now he's probably in his 50 to 60s at the time, used to come in every single Saturday and throw a box condoms on the counter where I worked and said, "Are you sure that they'll fit me, love? My willy is absolutely huge." Mortified. I used to die when I saw him walking in every week. Okay, bye.
Like, the success rate of that sort of behaviour can't be high. Buenos morning.
I'm hard of hearing.
Now, are you sure? Oh, the red, the yellow Barocca stain around the lips.
Oh my God.
Buenos morning. Hello there, buenos morning. I want to buy some condoms again every week. Now, are you sure these ones will fit me? Because I have a massive willy.
It's just fucking absurd. Like, men are so pathetic. They're as pathetic as they are dangerous in some regards.
I totally agree. And the worst thing is, and this, I honestly think this is the worst part of it. A lot of those lads genuinely think they're charming.
Well, you see, this is the we'll have to talk about this tomorrow's episode.
Yeah.
But it's the thing of, sure, I'm only having a bit of laugh.
Sure, a bit of crack.
Sure, it's a bit of crack. Sure, and Willie's all beautiful, bigger and bigger, smaller. Mine is huge. Mine's, Dorothy could vouch for that. Do you know what I mean? Why do you think she's in the scooter?
Oh my God.
No, but it's just completely ridiculous.
It is.
It's absolutely disgusting. And that sort of behaviour, I hope in this day and age, has of course been called out.
Yes.
So. What are you doing there?
Just unzipping my...
That's disgraceful.
Not
that sort of a show, my man.
Sorry, Mark.
Yeah, so let's go.
Okay.
Hi, Mark. Massive fan of the show. I used to work in a chemist during college, and one Saturday morning, this man came in and he just looked at me and I asked him, "Are you okay?" And he's like, "I'm looking for the bullets." And I said, "Excuse me?" And he goes, "You know, the bullets for the child's arse."
Yeah.
And I said, "Suppositories?" And he goes, "Yeah, that's them, the bullets." And I did my best not to laugh and serve him. There you go. That is lice in a chemist.
Bullets up a baby's arse. Nobody calls them bullets.
Also, context is very much needed for that sentence.
Very much.
Like, I hope that doesn't get clipped up now.
That's another
article. Going, Mark Megan on the Middle East. Do you know what I mean? Like, fucking assholes. Nevertheless, context is everything.
Yes.
How could you think that they're called bullets?
How are you now? Buenos morning. Did you have a few little bullets?
Sorry?
Looking for a few bullets. They'll ling me, she's a bit of quick.
No, that's not even English. It's not even language.
Gibberish.
That's just complete gibberish. Yeah, stuff that people in pharmacies have to put up with.
It's horrible.
Do you find it awkward getting anything related to Willy's bums or the other bits?
No, I don't know why. I do find it really difficult to talk about like my private parts without using like childish words.
Go on.
Like, I had to get a colonoscopy and like...
So you'd be like, "Oh, my Wendy."
No, but like...
That's what we called vaginas growing up.
Oh, did you?
Wendy's, yeah.
Okay.
What did you call them?
Fanny.
Okay. Good stuff.
Yeah. Tough upbringing.
Yeah. The show. That clown. No. Go on.
No, but like I remember having to talk about, you know, a stool sample and just stuttering on the word poo because I was like, is that too informal to use? Do I have to? And I just overthink it.
Yeah. Well, I don't like when Irish doctors say things like poop.
Yeah.
And we don't say poop.
And this is it, because they,
you know what I mean?
They use those words, and I'm trying to say like feces. Or, you know, I'm trying to go medical.
Yeah, yeah. Feces is too medical.
Okay.
I feel like there's like a halfway house between feces and like plop.
Ah.
Do you know what I mean?
Hey, man, I do.
Well, do you speak to your doctor like that? Instead of Dr. Siobhan, hey, man, yeah, what's the story? Do you know what I mean? Hey, man, what's the story? Yeah, my ass is
not saying.
Yeah, like, what's the story? My ass absolute bits there, like, fairly weird. It could be an underlying condition. Any chance you just, like, lash a few blobs out there and just have a little scalp and help up there, like... Yeah, I'm the old 7 Max Pro. Like, I had to try looking at myself on the weekend, but, you know, yourself wasn't exactly a brain this morning as yourself. But those Baraka, I see. Do you know what I mean? The South Dublin guide to physical health. Yeah, like, do you know?
Yeah. So, yeah. But that's what I mean. That's where I've struggled.
I think you... Would you say ass?
No.
Would you not?
No.
You'd say, like, oh, stick it in my behind.
I wouldn't say behind.
No, but it's not the word. It's you wouldn't say stick it in. Why would you be saying that to your doctor in the first place? Oh, yes, thanks, doc. Yeah, hey, man, would you stick it in my anus there? Where are you? This isn't the doctor. This...
Do you have an Eiffel Tower shape, man?
Yeah, you know what I mean? Are you just having sex with somebody? Is this your way of telling us that you're having homosexual sex with a man? And all of this show is an elaborate ruse for you 2 months before your wedding to say, do you know what? I've taken it up the swice. Do you know what I mean? Oh, my God. Hey, man. Addressing your doctor as hey, man. That would be... If I was your doctor and you addressed me as hey, man, I'd be turning a blind eye with the scope.
Ah, brilliant.
I'd be like, yeah, there's a few nodules there. Not seeing those. Yeah, up the Swiss. Not seeing those. I had to get 2 colonoscopies last year. Oh. Or in 24.
Yeah.
2 colonoscopies, 2 endoscopies.
Oh, lovely.
The endoscopy is the one down the throat.
Yes.
But I've told you this before, but the moment that of all moments when I realised I'm truly an addict to my core was anybody who's gotten a colonoscopy will know that if you get sedated,
yep.
There's like a moment when the sedation kicks, you breathe in the yolk.
Bliss.
And then there's like a millisecond when she goes, yeah, it's in now. And then you just have this like 0.00000 of a second wherein life stands still and you feel like you're underwater and in without air and in gravity. It's just heaven, right?
To be clear, you do mean the anaesthetic and not the camera.
The anaesthetic, yeah, not the camera. All right, mate. Bonjour, morning. I remember after my first colonoscopy and they're like, listen, it's inconclusive, like there's nothing there, but apparently like the blue rinse that you have to drink beforehand, you know, or the gate, you know, the slop Gatorade and whatever. Anyway, they're like, we're going to have to go again. And I remember, as uncomfortable as the whole process is, it's not that uncomfortable, by the way.
No,
so if you're out there and you're worried about getting a colonoscopy, don't be. Like, please get one.
Yes.
It is so... People like to me, oh, you need to be really worried about it. It's the sauce you have to drink the next day, the day before. It's not.
It's
none
fine.
Of it's that bad. Take a half day off work and sit there. Like, honestly, it is not something you need to be worried about. And the peace of mind you will have thereafter is worth it. Do like 100 times over.
Yeah.
So if like me, you ever get anxious around this sort of stuff, please don't be anxious, or even be anxious, but then you'll realise there's nothing to be anxious about. Anyway, I was actually looking forward to my next colonoscopy just to have that one split second.
I was the exact same.
And then I was thinking, I wonder how many like arse related traumas I could imagine or like pretend to have in order to get that sweet, sweet sedation.
Yeah.
So I, you know, that was it though.
So you're in for a weekly now.
Then I wrote a book about it. Oniva, let's go.
Hey, Mark and Lord Michael. Hope you're well. I used to work in a pharmacy in a South Dublin suburb and we had 2 chairs beside the consultation room for people to sit on while they were waiting on prescriptions. And an eccentric lady who's well known to the locals decided to defecate on one of the chairs.
No.
The aftermath was identified soon after she left the crime scene.
No.
Now, these were fabric chairs, so you can imagine the stain was imprinted into the seat.
Oh, like a henna tattoo.
And
no.
Yeah, you'd think we would have disposed of the chairs, of the chair, or sent them for professional cleaning. But no. God, no. The chair was merely sluiced with some water and
incredible.
Maybe a bit of dattel and put back in the pharmacy in its previous place. And the stain remained there and I'd have to walk by it and just pretend as if I didn't know its origin. God.
The panting at the end. You don't hear the verb sluice doing the rounds as often as it should. That is a 10 out of 10 use of a word. Sluicing. Sluicing is a spectacular use of language, isn't it? Because it is real. It really encapsulates the sort of sloppy, just like, I just sluice a bit of soap on that there.
There's like an onomatopoeic element to it. Like, it's nice.
Yeah, yeah. It's a real, that whole scenario is sort of like a metaphor for how Irish people dealt with their mental health and, in the 70s, 80s, 90s. I just sluice a bit of this. Leave it there in the corner. Nobody will acknowledge what's going on. Yeah. That's just your Auntie Anya. Do you know what I mean? She likes to wear oven gloves on her feet.
There's nothing wrong with our family.
How come she's on? Do you know what I mean?
None of our family are strange.
Auntie Anya with the rubber gloves on her ear. Do you know what I mean? Who likes to make plane noises in the bath when it's not got water in it every afternoon at 5 o'clock at the button.
None of my family are weird.
Okay.
Not speaking.
Is that a personal experience?
No, no, no. You're fine. I'm perfectly fine. Do you know what I mean, though? So ridiculous. Oh, everyone has something these days. Yeah, what was it like growing up in the 70s?
When no one had anything.
That's just your Aunt Lisa who wears a wetsuit to mass. Do you know what I mean? And thinks that the clouds are talking to her. No, that was just imagination. She had a wild imagination.
She's a bit nervous.
She's a bit nervous. Yeah, yeah. His nerves got the better of him. Did he? Yeah, the bottle of Jack in the dressing gown. Like, fucking give me a break. This whole everyone's got something these days. Maybe everyone has something all days. Yes. And finally now people are getting help.
It's called growth.
It's called growth as a society, bitches. Buenos morning, bitches. So... there you go, mental health extraordinaire.
Fair play.
Soon to be in a band, me and Brezzy, called the motherfucking Brain Boys, bitch. He hasn't signed up to us. He hasn't.
Not returning my call.
He doesn't follow me on Instagram, so there you go. It's a warm no from Brezzy thus far. You'd be up for it. What are you going to do after the wedding?
Oh, I don't know.
I think you should do, like, de-shred it. And put it all back on.
Operation Dad Bod.
Yeah, man. Somebody messaged me recently and she was like, the dad bod's looking great.
You are joking.
And I wrote back to her and I was like, I was like, would you say that to a woman? And then she was like, she did the thing. She goes, what are you talking about? And I go, why are you commenting on my body? And she was like, it's not a negative thing. I was like, it absolutely is a negative thing. And then she was like, I didn't know that it was a negative thing. So I just wrote back on, why don't I screenshot and see what the followers think? And then she was like, you should be using your platform to educate.
Ah, lovely.
That's it. So it's on me.
You're wrong.
So I'm, I was insulted about my appearance. Yeah. I questioned your motives. And then it's, of course, my fault for not being magnanimous.
Oh, my God.
My little bitch titties. Sad.
You look great. Boob.
Brezzy doesn't like my boobies. Let's go. Guys, you're very welcome back to the Weekly Roast. Thank you so much for tuning in. It is a pleasure to be talking to you every week. As always, if you could review or rate the podcast wherever you listen to it, that'd be great. And share it with a friend. It'd be hugely appreciated. Final furlong. Let's get into it. On Eva, let's go.
Hi, Mark and Mick. So a couple of years back, I was in the early stages of pregnancy with my third baby. I had a bit of a cold, flu. So I went to the chemist and very discreetly asked... the girl behind the counter, if what would be suitable to take with pregnancy. And she looked me up and down and so loudly at the top of her voice shouted, oh my God, are you having another baby? And the whole place just looked at me like she looked at me as if I was on my 20th pregnancy, even if I was, none of her business. Bye.
I mean, 20 would be mental. I'm not, sorry, more power to you. More power to you. Don't have a dog in that fight, but as in 20 would be, I feel like at 20 you'd be entitled to react as your local physician or pharmacist.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, Jesus, you went for the 20. 19, you didn't.
No.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
After 19, you went, do you know what? One more.
Need a score.
We need an even amount, you know?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah. Because it is 1740 fucking three.
You know what they say, 19's a company.
Yeah. It's... Very good, Mystery Meal. That is, I feel like I get awkward, like, when I go in and they're like, She, well, actually, Darren always slags me. She thinks that I'm having an affair with her pharmacist.
Ah, okay.
Ronan. Genuinely, I love the man.
Oh, really?
Lynch is all care in Castle Lock. He, okay. They're just the nicest. All the staff there are like the nicest thing ever. Like, I was getting stuff in at Christmas, like before, you know, like before the break or whatever, and I was going in to get a stock up. Like, it takes quite a bit to between the fucking psoriatic arthritis, the crippling anxiety, the ADHD. Yeah. It takes quite a few things to keep me going.
I hope, by the way, you're on the 80 euro a month, are you?
Yes.
Get that. Song.
Yeah, yeah. I'm on the 80 euro month.
People, as we're on this episode, everyone should be on that.
Everybody, if you have a family, particularly, 80 euro a month is the maximum you should be paying in any pharmacy per month. So please get yourself a drugs payment scheme.
Yes.
Cat. This makes it cool because I'm like, you can't be that boring to be talking about drugs payment schemes. Cat. It's the sort of male awkwardness at talking about something in an earnest way. It's the only way that I know how to cope. Nevertheless, get yourself one of those. But I'm in the pharmacy quite a lot because I have to get my Concerta for my ADHD. I have to get this drug called Humira for my psoriatic arthritis, which is an injection I have to take every 2 weeks.
Ooh.
Biological drug, because I tried methotrexate, okay, which is the first drug, which is like heavy on the stomach and the body, and it did nothing, which is that's a pill,
yeah,
which is devastating, and it's because it takes 3 months for it to actually show up in your system, and it did nothing. So then anyway, we've been on the biologic, but for the first time in months, I can like walk properly and stuff, which is magic. So amazing. Please God, I'll be able to actually go running again soon and lose those bitch titteens and the dad bod that I've been abused about. And then also I take an SSRI for anxiety.
Ditto.
But I, what was the point? But so I'd be in there often enough. And like, Ronan is the, he owns it. He's a legend. And I just have a great chat with him. And he's from Cavan. But like, the running joke between me and Darren is, I'll be like, I'm going down to Ronan, you know, for a chat. But do you ever get like, so I would have crack with like the people that work in there whenever I go in.
Right.
And over Christmas, I was chatting to two of the girls and I was like, oh, how are you getting on? Whatever. They're like, oh, we're hanging today. We're at the, there was a quiz in Mayo's last night for like, and we put a team in for the pharmacy.
Mm.
And my head went, and these bitches didn't invite me. And I actually found myself leaving the pharmacy not in good form. And it's like, Mark, you are a lunatic. Firstly, they know you're an alcoholic, so they're not going to invite you to a pub. Secondly, you don't work in the pharmacy. Thirdly, they're about 15 years your junior. Fourthly, what is this?
Do they not know I have extensive knowledge of football, music and arts?
Do they not know about my adoration of trivia? Complete. Like, I genuinely was walking home down Auburn Avenue being like, fuck, I'm going to have to go to Boots. I'm going to have to move my account over to Boots.
So the worst thing is, I completely get that.
Do you know what I mean?
Oh, I'm so
if they call it RSD, anyone with ADHD knows it. It's just like, it's both a complete and utter self-centeredness and thinking that the world revolves around you.
Yeah.
And then also just a pathetic, delicate ego where you're still thinking about one comment about your bitch tits 9 months later. Nevertheless, Oliva.
Hi, Mark. I was like 16 or 17 at the time and I was working in a pharmacy. And a man came in one evening, I'd say he was like Eastern European, and he came up to the counter and he said, excuse me, my wife, she has a mushroom on her fanny.
No.
I was like, excuse me? And he repeated it again, and he went, yes, she has a mushroom on her fanny. Anyway, I'd say I got him to repeat it about 5 or 6 times, but I was laughing so much. I think I just gave him a tube of Sudocream and sent him on his way. Now I realise the poor woman probably had thrush, and yeah, Sudocream definitely wouldn't have helped. But I love the show.
Thanks, Emil. Yeah. I really feel like as a non-pharmacist, I probably would have prescribed something more severe than Sudocream for literal vegetable growth in Fannage. Or Wendage or whatever. Whatever.
Welcome back to David Fannage. We'll be talking about the top 10 fannies of Ireland. From the hairy to the bear, from the loose to the goose, join me on Saturday mornings from the ghee to the...
Do you know what I mean? Just brilliant. That's why you're not in our team, Mark.
Yeah.
That's why the industry...
That's why there's a ceiling.
That's why the industry doesn't come a-knocking, you know? Nevertheless, it's not like a glitch in Duolingo, is it?
No.
Hello? Yes, I just feel like also... Hey, you next, are you? You want to pay €7 for these strepsils? You know what I mean?
Mm.
Yeah. Wife has mushroom in Fannage. What does he say? Mushroom on Fanny.
Vagina.
What? He didn't say mushroom on Fanage, like, come on. We have Google Translate. Surely, if I move to Krakow with Darren and Rosie, right?
Yeah.
And there's any form of ailment that I have to go to a local chemist with, I'm going to use Google Translate.
Of course you are.
I'm not just going to go, yeah, I'll take a guess. Especially if there's something wrong with my ass.
Yeah.
I'm not just going to go, Darren, head on down to the Polish version of Boots there, or find a Polish version of Ronan and, you know, give him my best.
Yeah.
And then ask about my ass. I don't know. I hope she got sorted.
Yeah.
Is the bottom.
Soda cream fixes all.
Yeah.
Okay.
Irish company, you know.
Yeah.
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 Oniva?
Had a 79-year-old lady come in and ask me, did we have strawberry flavoured condoms? And did I know if they actually taste like strawberry? I said, sorry, Sally, I'm not actually sure. By the way, this was a regular customer of mine who 3 years later still comes into me every week. I love seeing her.
I mean, fair play.
Yeah.
I don't see the problem with this.
Why not?
Hello. Buenos morning. Oh, do you have the strawberry condoms?
Yeah, we might need an ambulance and a gurney, though, because no human being that still has a pulse has ever spoken like some sort of ghoul getting molested with a hanger up the rear. Do you know what I mean? Like,
look, Buenos morning, do you have the condoms?
Yes, we do, yes.
Yeah. Do you have the strawberry ones?
Well, we don't categorise them by flavour or by fruit. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
In terms of factors.
They're not Fanage ailments. You know, they're prophylactic. So it's like, we've got brands, we've got sizes, you know, we don't just have it's not like, you know, fruit salads.
Yeah.
You know?
Because we got the
They're not vapes.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? We're not Hail Marys.
We got the kiwi one a few weeks ago and Bernard said it tasted like ass. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, probably did because he used it. Depends on when he used it. Do you know what I mean, Bernard? It's just... I mean, look, fair play.
Yeah, why not?
Due diligence.
Yeah.
That's it.
Safe sex.
If you're going to be chomping on some rubber, make sure it tastes like something that you want to taste.
Yeah.
So?
Very uncomfortable. This is weird.
Fair play.
Okay.
Oniva, let's finish on a great one.
Okay.
Toilets was the number one thing that people rang the pharmacy about when I was working there. And it was always me who happened down to the phone when people had this problem. There was a running joke amongst the staff. Oh, send them that person's way with that complaint. One woman rang late one Friday night. We're one of the only pharmacies around that were open quite late. And all she literally was screeching down the phone at me was, my loss. Then, 20 minutes later, she arrived into the pharmacy, clutching said ass,
brilliant,
looking for the cream for the piles. I knew it was her by her voice.
Brilliant. So you got a call from what can only be described as the cartoon version of Shmee in Captain Hook. Do you know what I mean? My ass! Nobody in their right mind or arse is calling the chemist and just like... Oh, what, 1912?
Oh, so you just did a dial.
Well, what are you, like, they're getting through to 11811 and it's just all those connectors, people. You know the way, like, American companies in the 20s. Yeah. Hello, McGarren's Pharmacy. My ass! Oh, Susan, I'll put you through. Do you know what I mean? Completely insane. And then, sorry, waddling into the pharmacy, clutching ass like a cartoon sheriff who has just sat down on a stick of dynamite. And he's leapt up because the dynamite has exploded. And the only physical, that's what I never understood about cartoons.
What?
Like somebody, and you know those like Wild West cartoons. Yeah, like yeah. The sheriff sits down on something like a cardboard box that has TNT written on it. The box explodes and then all that happens is his jeans get a cross in them. And then he's covered in soot. That's it. That is the extent of the damage. They'd never get a job in the IRA.
Oh my God.
So,
can we go home?
Welcome back to David Fanage. Today's gee is the top of the gee.
In my head.
Let's go. Guys, thank you so much for listening to the Weekly Roast. It has been an absolute pleasure talking to you as always. This Friday, tickets to the homecoming show, the last ever performance of House of Loons. Anywhere in Ireland, abroad, anywhere. This is it. Dublin, Friday, May the 1st. Make it your business to get tickets on this Friday. They go on sale at 10 a.m. DM me on Instagram for the link if you want it in advance to set the alarm. I cannot wait to see you all. Galway and Kerry, there are still some tickets left for both of those. You can get the link in my bio on Instagram. Cork and Limerick are sold out. Okie doke. Thank you guys so much. Yeah, I hope you're doing well, and we'll speak to you very soon. All the best.